Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review.
Week of Monday, August 12th, 2024, through Friday, August 16th, 2024. Monday, August 12th, 2024. Owner of online luxury baby boutique found guilty of 31 counts of defrauding COVID-19 relief programs. Shambrika Washington was found guilty of 31 counts of defrauding the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, EIDL program, and the Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, of nearly $500,000. According to facts established at trial, Washington obtained loans from the Small Business Administration for two Economic Injury Disaster loans and from J.P. Morgan Chase for two PPP loans for a total of $485,749 between March of 2020 and July of 2020. During that time, Washington obtained the loans under two business names, including Tiny Toes and Tiaras, an online luxury baby boutique. To obtain the fraudulent loans, Washington misrepresented how many people were employed by her business and the business's wages, revenues, and costs of operation. She used the funds to purchase a car, a custom-built home, pay for elective surgery, and pay credit card debt and other bills with the money. She then applied for millions of dollars in additional loans, grants, and tax credits, including by applying for advanced tax credits from the IRS and $6 million grants through a Small Business Administration program intended for shuttered concert venues. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, August 13th, 2024. Charter school's founder and superintendent pleads guilty to conspiring to commit bank fraud. Abdirazak Y. Farah, the superintendent of two Columbus charter schools, pleaded guilty to conspiring to commit bank fraud. Farah founded Focus Learning Academy of Northern Columbus, FLANC, on Dublin Granville Road in 2007. The school serves approximately 700 students in kindergarten through 8th grade. Farah was also employed as a senior policy advisor for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. According to court documents, in August 2020, Farah purchased a $900,000 home on Lambton Park Road in New Albany. On August 12th, 2 days before his original closing date, Farah requested a $265,000 wire from a Focus Learning bank account to another person and stated the purpose was for learning materials. The same day, Farah submitted a letter to the bank handling his real estate closing, stating he received $260,000 in gifted funds that were unrelated to the real estate transaction. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, August 14, 2024. New Mexico man is the fifth defendant sentenced in grandparent scheme that targeted Kentucky victims and others. Robert Louis Sanchez was sentenced to 1 year and 6 months in federal prison for his role in a sweeping grandparent scheme that targeted victims in Kentucky and across the United States through Canadian-based call centers. According to court documents, callers would convince senior victims that their grandchild or other family member had an emergency, usually a car accident, and urgently needed money from the victim. Co-conspirators posing as couriers would then collect cash from victims at home, and others would launder the criminal proceeds, both through traditional banks and cryptocurrency exchanges. The charged wire fraud conspiracy and money laundering conspiracy spanned from August 2020 to May 2021 and impacted hundreds of victims across the United States, including in Kentucky, who lost over $3 million in total. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, August 15, 2024. Former defense contractor and his wife indicted for evading U.S. taxes on profits from selling jet fuel to U.S. military. Douglas Edelman and his wife, Delphine L. Dane, were charged with a decades-long scheme to defraud the United States and evade taxes on more than $350 million in income Edelman made as a defense contractor during the United States' post-9/11 military efforts in Afghanistan and the Middle East. Edelman was arrested in Ibiza, Spain. According to the indictment, between 2003 and 2020, Edelman allegedly was the 50% owner of Minicorp and Red Star Enterprises, a defense contracting business that received more than $7 billion from contracts with the United States Department of Defense to provide jet fuel to U.S. troops in Afghanistan and the Middle East. Working with LaDane and several other co-conspirators, Edelman allegedly engaged in a years-long scheme to conceal his profits from MENA, Red Star, including by concealing his income in undisclosed foreign bank accounts, creating false documents, and making false statements that LaDane, who, as a French citizen residing abroad, did not have U.S. tax obligations, founded and owned MENA, Red Star. LaDane allegedly signed some of the false documents, including those that purported to gift Edelman money for certain personal expenses. Edelman and LaDane are charged with conspiring to defraud the United States and 15 counts of tax evasion. Edelman also is charged with 2 counts of making false statements to the United States and 12 counts of willfully violating his foreign bank account reporting obligations as part of a pattern of unlawful activity. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, August 16th, 2024. 3 individuals sentenced for massive $88 million telephone system software license piracy scheme. 3 individuals were sentenced for participating in an international scheme involving the sale of tens of thousands of pirated business telephone system software licenses with a retail value of over $88 million. Raymond Bradley Pierce was sentenced to 4 years in prison and ordered to forfeit $4 million. Dusty O. Pierce was previously sentenced to 1 year and a day in prison and ordered to forfeit $4 million. Jason M. Hines was sentenced to 1 year and 6 months in prison and an additional 18 months of home confinement and ordered to forfeit $2 million. All defendants were required to pay restitution. According to court documents, Brad and Dusty Pierce conspired with Hines to commit wire fraud in a scheme that involved generating and then selling unauthorized Avaya Direct International, IDI, software licenses. Altogether, the Pierces and Hines reaped millions of dollars from the scheme. To hide the nature of the source of the money, the Pierces funneled their illegal gains through a PayPal account created under a false name to multiple bank accounts, and then transferred the money to investments and bank accounts. They also purchased large quantities of gold bullion and other valuable items. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.